Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Good morning, Lady Scott, all the way out there on the East Coast. God bless you. God keep you. Speaking of the East Coast, the weather has been unbelievable in the state of New York. I mean, it's been flooding after flooding, and I don't know if you realize, but New York is just like a big giant island sitting on the Hudson Bay, the Hudson Lake. They call it a river, the Hudson River, but it's like an ocean. If you've ever been to New York, then you know what I'm talking about. And let me tell you something. People are living underground. People are living in places. There's a homeless situation there and everywhere. Matter of fact, speaking of homeless, that's going to be one of our topics today. So get ready, because we'll get to that in a little while. Let's stick with New York for a minute. This is some hot news about New York. If you plan on going to New York anytime soon, be very, very careful because the weather is out of control. They've received more rain in New York than they've. Matter of fact, these satellites are just doing something that we don't even begin to comprehend. It's out of control. It's way out of control. And so we're praying for the state of New York. We're praying for the governor who put out an emergency call to the whole state of New York that they shut down the trains. They shut down certain types of transportation, including airplanes, because New York is underwater. Basically, they're underwater. They're getting better, but it's still under emergency pretense right now, under the pretense of being under emergency. And speaking of emergency, one of our second topics is going to be really very important. You don't want to miss none of our topics or subject matters. You want to listen in. This is going to be some civil rights stuff here that you are going to have to, you know, share with somebody. Once you get the knowledge and the wisdom and the education of whatever it is, it's always good to tell somebody else. I just want to let you know that God is always on the throne. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what's going on right now, God is still on the throne. This is beautiful October the 2nd. Can you believe it? It's October. Yes. In October, you know, we just made it into fall in September, and now the weather's changing, the skies are changing, and we're in October, and they're already putting Christmas stuff out. We haven't even passed Thanksgiving, and they're already putting out Christmas things. I don't know about you, but me personally, I'm not going to spend all my money on Christmas. And then when Christmas and the new year is over, you're broke. No, I don't care what they put on sale. I don't care. You know, Christmas is every single day. It's every day. And it's not about Santa Claus. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's get it right. There is no Santa Claus. I'm just keeping it real. That's for the kids, too, and everybody else. It's just weird, really, really weird. But anyway, we're so glad to get you guys here. Amen, Pastor. Thank you so much, Evangelist Lady Scott. You are wonderful. And if you can, tell 10 more people. And we're also on Facebook right now. We're on Facebook Live. At Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, so tell somebody. And, you know, I just want to share some news with you that I have received. And I know you guys remember Nelson Mandela, who had a lot to do with stopping apartheid and working with South Africa to help change the demeaning things that were happening to the people of South Africa. And that's right. I'm on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. I'm also on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram as well. And also, if you want to call into the show and listen or talk in on the phone, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064, and just press one, it'll put you in the queue. And first of all, you know, I want to say Nelson Mandela was a great man. They put him in prison for no real reason, and everybody thought he would die in prison, but God said no. See, that's why I say God is in control. This is the perfect example. But the news is that I want to share with you this morning is that Zolika Mandela, which is the granddaughter of Nelson Mandela and Winnie Mandela, has passed away at the age of 43 years old. She passed away from complications of cancer. Zolika Mandela, the granddaughter of Nelson Mandela and Winnie Mandela, has passed away with a battle of cancer. And our hearts go out to her. And, you know, I just want to say she was a wonderful, she just finished a book about her life and her grandmother and grandfather's life, and she's been in the limelight for quite some time. And I just want to give her an applaud for the work that she's done and the things that she's done. So let's just give an applaud for the life and the legacy of Zuleika Mandela. Amen, amen, amen. We will always remember, never to forget Zuleika Mandela, the granddaughter of Nelson Mandela and Winnie Mandela. There's a lot of things on the news right now that I want to share with you. And one of those things is that I want to share with you before I start letting in our guests and our co-producers and everything is, let's see, I want to find it and get it right. This has been on the news like crazy. this guy right here, his name is Dewan Keith Davis. And Dewan Keith Davis is the one who set up the murder of Tupac Shakur. They finally, after 27 years, arrested this guy. His cousin was Orlando, the guy that was beat up in the casino by Suge Knight and Tupac and some other guys. And I take it that Orlando called his cousin, and they put a plan together. And of course, the same night, Tupac was shot 4 times, and he died 6 days later in the hospital, which raised an uproar around the world. Tupac was not, he wasn't just your average rapper, and nor was Biggie Smalls. But this East Coast, West Coast thing went on for quite a while. And, Biggie Smalls and Tupac had a civil right, a constitutional right, and a human right to live. And Tupac was only 25 years old. He was a young warrior. He was an intelligent young man who spoke a lot of passionate words. One of my favorite songs by him that I will always remember, never to forget. And I'm getting a little choked up because, you know, Tupac was a human being too. No, he wasn't perfect. He wasn't perfect. But he did a song that I really liked that I often played for my mother, and it was called Dear Mama. And if you never heard that song before by Tupac, you need to go on Google or YouTube and listen to Dear Mama, the version by Tupac, who wrote and produced the song himself. And he was a prolific rapper, a prolific speaker, and his mother was a Black Panther, and so was his father, which took him to other higher heights. And I just want to remember, but the guy the Keith Dewan Davis, the shot caller for the Crip Gang, yes, is and he's going to be indicted. He's already arrested. He's already in jail. And it's just really sad that we lost Tupac, and Biggie. You know, but Biggie was killed several months later after coming from the Soul Train Awards. And, of course, it was an unfortunate time for him, too. And so we're going to celebrate the life and the legacy of two amazing, great hip-hop rap artists that probably would be way at the top of their game right now. These two rappers have, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Good morning, Miss Lita. How are you? God bless you. Tupac, they changed the rap in the world of rap. They changed it amazingly. So I want to, they finally arrested Dewan Keith Davis, who they say put the hit on Tupac. Now, the other guys that were involved with Orlando, which Orlando was the cousin of Keith Dewan Davis, all three of those guys are dead. In the days following Tupac's shooting, those guys, I don't know, Tupac's, I don't know who did it, but, you know, those same guys that, you know, they're all dead. And Keith Dwan Davis has been alive after 27 years. God bless you. God bless you on Facebook Live. And so I just find it amazing, you know, that they finally arrested somebody for the murder of Tupac Shakur. So with that being said, I want to remember the life and legacy of Tupac Shakur, and I want to remember what he has put into the rap game for all of these rappers right now. And let's give a big hand. Hey, Barbara Hubbard, God bless you. I'm so glad you're with us today on Facebook Live. I want to give a big hand for Tupac and his legacy of rap, him and Biggie Smalls. Okay, let's always remember never to forget. Hey, Mary, how are you? Good morning, Mary. God bless you. I'm so glad you're with us this morning. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Hey, son, what's up, Lloyd? What's up, son? How are you? So happy to see you. Not only are we on Facebook Live, we're also on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones on Instagram. Let's get in our co-producers right now. Without further ado, let's get in Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Jones. It's a wonderful Monday when we begin our week with the best Block Talk radio program of the week, and it allows us to just share in what's going on, how we're going to be handling it, and how God is always giving his grace and mercy to let us have another day, another present in his world that he's provided to us so that we can do and be everything that he wants us to be. So good morning. Good morning to my fellow co-hosts and co-producers and to the listeners. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Without further ado, let's get in Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer. Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning?
I'm going to laugh. I'm going to with cops at Raz talking out super fast.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, the commentator, Professor Reem.
Good morning,
especially to all our wonderful listeners out there. Good morning to the panelists and co-producers who is coming on next.
Hey.
Once again, here we are. Tune into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Pastor Eddie, man, I'm strapped in. You put the ignition in the key in the ignition, and started this. Let's roll, Pastor Eddie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Brother Clarence M. Allen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Professor Ames, Clarence M. Allen, you guys are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. What's up, Brother Zeno Dyer? Zeno, I'm so happy to see you there. Sister Lita, I'm so happy to see you. Barbara Hubbard, I'm so happy to see you. Mary, I'm very happy to see you, too. I'm just glad you guys are with us. We have an extremely very interesting show. Don't go anywhere. You need to get this information we're about to share with you. But before we do that, let's get in the mist. You can reach us at In the Mist, too. Wait a minute. I want you to know, like, if you want to call in on your phone and you can't get through, I have another way for you to get through. But let's get in Pastor Ramsey from In the Mist. Good morning, Pastor Ramsey. How are you this morning all the way out there in Pennsylvania?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. After that Eagles win, I'm doing great. We are 4-0, and I thank God for being here. God bless you all and your prospective places. Good to be here.
Amen, amen. Y'all say good morning to Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
All right. So
good morning. Good morning.
All right. We were basically just sharing for a moment, you know, about Tupac Shakur, the murderer of the man who set the whole thing up. They finally incarcerated him. His name is Keith Davis, A.K.A. Keefe. He was a shot caller for a large gang in Los Angeles, and of course, you know, he lived in Vegas, and 27 years later, they finally indicted him and arrested him on this past weekend. And, you know, my heart goes out to Tupac's sister who did a press conference. You know, Tupac's mom passed away. Tupac's dad passed away. So she has taken the reins and is carrying on the Tupac legacy. And my heart goes out to the Tupac Shakur family. And finally, they'll get to go to a trial and get some closure on who murdered Tupac, which was a mystery for 27 years. Just briefly, I just want to give some brief statements, and I'm going to start with Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, just in your words alone, what do you think about them finally getting the killer who set the whole thing up for Tupac Shakur? Just want to get your opinion.
First of all, I'm glad arrests have been made, and we will have to wait till the jury decide to say he is a convicted killer, but he has been arrested for the murder of Tupac Shakur, and it's just a shame that even in these modern times, we, I'm speaking on us as African Americans, descendants of American slaves, the majority of us, who cannot get along, we have allowed this country to, many of us, not all of us, to take our
right.
minds into areas of ways of living and practicing thought where we have been weaponized, drug infested, and criminalized. We have been induced with all kind of hate and lack of trust toward one another. And now we do the work for them. We go out here and hunt each other. And, you know, they used to have this saying, taking the scraps off their tables. And so just for a few nickels more, one brother will go out and kill his own brother, eradicating our ancestry, our future, our culture, our people, and even our livelihood. So, you know, it's just devastating that when you look at Tupac, you look at Biggie Smalls, you look at the young man that was killed over there at Roscoe's in L.A. On Maine and Manchester. You know, it's just a shame. And we can go on down the line. It's still happening, regardless of the level of the prestige of the name. It's still happening. And we got to wake up out of these trances, comas, and hypnosis and live as a people who we are supposed to be. So, Pastor Eddie, man, you got it going on.
Thank you very much, Clarence. I appreciate that. I want to give Clarence a big hand for that. Thank you, Clarence. I appreciate that, man. Without further ado, I want to go to Professor Reins. Professor Reins, please take the floor. What a historical thing. After 27 years, they have finally obtained the shot caller for the – hey, Edith, how are you? Welcome, Edie. Stay on. Don't go anywhere. We got some interesting stuff for you. They finally caught the shot caller for the murder that took place at Tupac Shakur on the night where the gentleman placed himself in the vehicle where the shots came from, DeJuan Keith Davis. So without further ado, this will be interesting to hear from your class, being that you are a professor at a university, getting to take on the kids how Tupac and Biggie Smalls has affected their lives and the hip-hop music history. Go right ahead, Professor Reins. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is a very interesting. The one thing that's been a little bit of, well, very disappointing is the fact that these giants in hip-hop, it's been so long that I almost will have to re-educate a lot of the students who, if they've heard of them, then they'll listen to them. But if they haven't, then it's more like who is the latest act that's going on overall. But the influence that has been just phenomenal. But the one thing about it is that I've had family members who were, and I also had a chance to go to Death Row Records because invited by Suge Knight on a project he was doing. And it was always a mystery on whether it had been Suge that had orchestrated this because the fact that Snoop and Tupac were getting too big, or whether this was an actual hit from Biggie Smalls, or whatever was going on that was occurring.
Right.
So it is finally a, you know, good Lord, you know, comes when it brings it in his own time.
but now the mystery is over with, so it does vindicate Shook to a certain extent on what really happened during that evening, and also how he and Tupac were also involved in building up this issue with Orlando when the fight happened. And it is, and the fact that there has been this focus and this tenacity just to find out is, you just have to praise the Lord for that. Because otherwise people would have forgotten a long, long time ago. And I also have to agree 100% and 1,000% with the regulator on his depiction of what was going on. Because, yeah, there was the East Coast and West Coast rivalry, but it could have been a friendly rivalry of which two different styles of hip-hop could have been appreciated at the same time. And it was hoped that one day these two would get together and do an album together, almost like the rival dance rivalry that you have with Michael Jackson and MC Hammer. But just think what it was when Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire got together, did a movie together, and their popularities just bloomed together because they showed that they could get along and not have the animosity. We've now lost both of those issues and that situation all because the way that the Willie Lynch memo has created all this hatred and bitterness and jealousy, and that we just have to look at this as a monumental moment. We need to talk to the Gen Zers and all to say that, look, the next set of heroes that come up, don't go this direction because it's going to end badly if you don't include love, passion, patience, and not allow the business of Hollywood business to corrupt your cooperation and love for your fellow brother or sister or family member just because of money, greed, and selfishness. So this should be a wonderful call, clarion call on the justice system, and that it may not happen when you want it to, but God always shows up when and at the right time. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give a big hand for Professor Reams. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. We have to get up, stand up, stand up for our rights, and don't give up the fight. We've come a long way from Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Medgar Evers and so many others who helped pave the way for us to be where we are. Jesse Jackson, Coretta Scott King, it's just been such a battle. And the battle is not over when it comes to justice and equality. You can look around and see we're still fighting for justice. And with that being said, Mary said, I wanted to become an entertainer and sing and dance. Mary, it's never too late to become an entertainer. All you got to do is go to Drama Log, Backstage West, and go on some of these, go down there and get with one of your, one of the people at Drama Log, Backstage West, and you can still get a commercial, you can still act in a movie. It doesn't matter how old you are, they use actors and actresses from all ages, and being that the strike is over, they have come to a negotiation, and they start putting the money back into things now for writers and producers, because artificial intelligence, which is the reality of tomorrow, and it's the reality of right now, billions and trillions of dollars are being put into artificial intelligence. So we need to wake up and smell the coffee because there's a new cup being brewed every second. So with that being said, I just want to let you know and encourage you and motivate you that it's never too late to do whatever it is you want to do. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And with that being said, I'm going to move on to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, what do you feel about, hey, Brother James Hudson, how are you, man? Welcome, Brother James Hudson, all the way out there in Texas. Thank you, man. What do you think, Pastor Ramsey, about Tupac Shakur's, nothing is final yet. They haven't had the trial, but he's been indicted. Brother Duane Keith Davis has been indicted for the murder of Tupac Shakur. So just want to get your opinion on that. Go right ahead.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. What I think that is, see, God will make sure he gets the right thing, because what you do in the dark will come out in the light. And we thank God that his the person who did that got arrested. See, because God is going to make sure everything's good for his family and everything with that way that it come to an end where, you know, that, you know, his family will be satisfied with whatever the case is going to be, because he will be, you know, getting some good time in there because of what he did and when he murdered him. Oh, Lord, you know, murder, we should never murder nobody. See, we can murder people with our words, but, you know, murder is something that is real, real bad. And I'm glad that he got arrested, and that's my opinion on today. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's give a big hand for Pastor Andrew. Thank you, Pastor Andrew. Appreciate that. So moving right along, let's get into our first topic. Our first topic of the show, that was the news. And for those who came on late, I just want one more piece of news I want to share with everybody that I feel is very important. The granddaughter of Nelson Mandela, the granddaughter of Nelson and Winnie Mandela, has passed away at the age of 43 years old. Zolika Mandela, who just finished writing a book, has died at 43 years old in the battle with cancer. She lost the battle with cancer. Our heart goes out to her. And for those who didn't know who she was, now you can Google her and get her new book. And she wrote a story about her grandfather, her grandmother, and her life and her legacy. So you want to get that book. So again, we send love and to the Mandela family for the, you know, the history of what Nelson Mandela went through. So you can only imagine what his family had to go through, because if they weren't after him, they were after his family also. So love, peace, joy, and happiness, and may she rest in peace. With that being said, let's get into our first topic. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and our first topic for today is how homeless can you be in America? How homeless can you be in America with a question mark? And then 800,000 are homeless in America. Let me get you, no, research it yourself. I did all the research. I've been reading about it. 800,000 people are homeless in America. Some families, a large percentage now are family. Used to be a hobo carrying a stick with a little bag on it jumping on train to train. Amen, Sister Barbara. Yes, God bless you, Sister Barbara. Sister Mary. Mary said she had breast cancer in 2015. I'm glad it's in remission. I'm so glad that you are in remission and you're still living your life, Sister Mary. I hope to see you on some stage. You know, Brother James Hudson is a producer. He produces plays. And so, James Hudson, you should friend Mary Bisk, because she wants to be an actress. And I told her it's never, ever, ever too late. Never too late. So hit up James Hudson on Facebook. And wow, Mary, you said you were homeless in California for 3 weeks. Okay, this is why we're getting ready to talk about the topic. The topic right now is homeless. How homeless can you be in America? 800,000 people are homeless. Good morning, Elaine Cosley. Good morning, good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the show. Matter of fact, for all my listeners out there, welcome to the show to all the listeners out there. And I want to applaud all my listeners that are out there right now. I want to give you all a big applause. Thank you for joining us this morning. Good to see you guys. All the listeners, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. You are very appreciated. You are extremely, very, very appreciated. And so the homeless problem in America is completely out of control, y'all. I mean, it is way, 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 way out of control. And, you know, the signs of the times are for real. There's facts and statistics about the homeless situation right now. And 1,765 families that have children are homeless. They're sleeping in their cars. They're bathing in their cars. They go to school from their car. Some of them are living under bridges. Some of them are living on streets and are barely making it. Mothers getting up, going to work and taking the kids to school from their car. This is ridiculous in America. Now, let me tell you why I'm so fired up about this and so disappointed with this. Here we are with over 800,000 people homeless in America, that live in America, that are born in America, that fought for our country in America. A lot of veterans are homeless in America that put their lives on the line to fight for our freedom and our justice and our equality. But yet, and get this, this is not going to fall on deaf ears. There are 2 million unauthorized people in America right now. Unauthorized people in America right now. Do you know how many illegal immigrants are crossing the border each and every day? They say 5,000 per day are crossing the border into America. And let me tell you what they get. Let me tell you what they get. Right now, they're putting them in hotel rooms in New York. Not only do they get a hotel room, they will find them a new job. They get to choose the state they want to live in. They get a free monthly stipend, a salary, to take care of them and a new place to live. And we have veterans on the streets homeless. We got families on the street from America homeless, mothers and fathers and kids living in cars, homeless, under bridges and alleys, in tents, right now in America. You know what? Today my flag is going to fly at half staff. My flag is going to go halfway down today for every homeless person in America that's from America that doesn't deserve to be on the streets. We can spend $300 million for illegal immigrants to come to America and stay in a hotel, get a new job, a new place to live, and a stipend salary once a month. This is ridiculous. This is unbelievable. And I just want to let you know, I don't know who that is, but you can't have your phone on, and you know, you might want to silence your phone or put your phone on mute. Okay. Let's do this. Testing 1, 2. Okay, so we did that. All right. Is America attempting to flush out the black Americans? Good question, Sister Barbara Hubbard. Oh, my God. You hit the nail. And let me tell you something. Okay, this is another part that you guys don't realize. What they're doing is they're coming over here robbing, stealing, raping, maiming. Yes, they're not putting it all on the news, but it's called Trans-America Gang Trade. So all the gangs from I wrote down all the countries that they're, you know. Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, South America, Canada. But what they're doing is all these, unfortunately, and I'm not racist or prejudiced, but this is statistics. These gang members that are getting let out of prison in these other countries are coming here and they're raping and maiming and killing and doing home invasions, and it's way out of hand. And so how do you bring martial law to the United States of America? How do you bring martial law? I'll tell you how to bring martial law. All you got to do is let a whole bunch of illegal immigrants into the United States of America and let them get away with smashing and grabbing and raping and maiming and killing, and then you get enough of it, then you got to bring out the artificial intelligence. You got to bring out the killer robots. You got to bring out the military. You got to bring out the shooters. And the looters will be killed and shot on sight, and then we will be getting closer to losing control of our freedom in America. You will have to have a certain type of ID to get to work, to go places out of your own city. If you are not identified to be able to do that, you will be stuck in your city, and you cannot leave unless the military allows you to. Okay, you think this is a joke right now. I'm telling you right now, this is the reality of what's coming. And if you're not ready, you better get ready. And if you're not getting ready, you better stay ready. Because if you're not ready, you're going to be in for a terrible surprise. Here's the question and the topic. The topic is, How homeless can you be in America? 800,000 homeless people and millions of unauthorized illegal immigrants taking over America. With that being said, I want to go to Professor Reams first. But before we go to Professor Reams, Barbara Hubbard said, I have my passport. Me too. And you better get the real ID. If you don't have the real ID, you better get it because it's mandatory that you have the real ID. You need to go to the DMV. The next time you redo your license or go down there, I think it's $41 to get the real ID. But you got to have your birth certificate. You got to have your three pieces of mail with your name and address on it and your Social Security card. You got to prove who you are, and then you can get the real ID. If you don't have those things, or you can even have your passport to take with you. So I would take my passport, my birth certificate, three pieces of ID, and your Social Security card so you can get the real ID, which the real ID is the future of identification. Yes, it is. It is the future of identification. You can't see what they can see when they put it up under the light, but everything about you is inside that real ID. And that's how smooth technology is now with artificial intelligence. Barbara Hubbard said, I believe that harvesting of body parts and every evil imaginable. Yes, that's another thing people aren't talking about. They're not talking about that, but that's going on too. And a lot of those body parts are going back to other countries where they are less fortunate to be able to get what they need, whether it be a liver or a heart or a kidney or a lung. We haven't even touched the surface on that. That was actually going to be next week's show, but I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, what's up, Shirley Allen? I'm waving at you on Instagram. Hey, Shirley and Eric, God bless you guys. Edie Way said, and women who have gotten married, you have to show how your last name was changed. You do. And that's another thing, too, that bothers me. A lot of the illegal immigrants are marrying people in America so that they can stay, and they pay them for it. You get paid to help somebody get their green card here in America. That's a business. And as I stated before, they're making false identification card, false IDs, false Social Security card. They're stealing people's identity every single day. How homeless can you be in America when American vets who fought for Vietnam, fought for the Middle Eastern wars and all the other thing, all these wars they fought, and then they come back home and they're homeless? Never should a veteran be homeless. Never should a mother and her father be sleeping in a car and going to school and work from their car in America. I hope President Biden is listening. I'm sure the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, and the ATF, and every other entity of, because this is a civil rights talk show. So they're always listening. I know they are, and I want them to hear me because this is not just about you and me. This is about us. Thank you, Sister Barbara Hubbard. There has to be an agenda. There is an agenda. Divide and conquer. That's the agenda. Mary Bisset, my husband is from Cuba, and we have been married 42 years. You know what? I said this before on the show, if you're legal, you're legal. I love you if you're legal. But if you're illegal and you're manipulating the system, you know you ain't right. And I just cannot agree with that. And with that being said, we're going to go to none other than our professor, Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Clarence, can you do me a favor? We're missing Talana on the show, and we're missing Vera on the show, and we're missing Aretha. Can you give them three a call and see if we can get them on the show because I want to get them in and get their opinions. And also we're missing Cousin V. Clarence M. Allen, if you could do that, and then we'll get you on next to share your opinion on our topic. Which
Absolutely.
Is I'm sorry. Go ahead, Clarence. What'd you say?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. You said this is Pastor Lewis?
I said absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I thought you said Pastor Lewis. I'm like, what? Okay, thank you, Brother Clarence. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. How homeless can you be in America? 800,000 people homeless, sleeping in cars, under bridges. It is out of control. But yet, the illegal immigrants are coming over, and they're getting new jobs, monthly salaries, a new place to live, and they can choose their own state that they want to live in. Go right ahead. Take the floor, Professor.
So this is a whole problem that we've been facing overall. Now, last week I told you what needed to be done in order to keep and curb the immigration through the borders, and also making sure that's not only the borders, but also the waterways and also through Canada, and that's through a concerted effort. Now, the biggest problem that we have is that a lot of the homeless situation as far as housing is concerned is controlled by many of the local governments of each of the states. So we're running into a problem where each state will allow its local governments to do zone ordinances. But the problem that has been faced over the years, even in California since the 70s, is the single-family home and single-family zoning laws that have been in place, where it will not allow for building of multi-level structures or apartments, just single-family homes. And it's also where this has been a concerted effort by, you know, possibly the wealthy or the powerful to hike up the cost of land, to use zoning laws, and also to minimize the number of buildings that could be built to resolve the homeless issue. California alone, you need to have 2.5 million or 3 million units to be able to keep up with the housing. Now, if you multiply that across the nation, my hope is that many of the zoning laws that are in these different states are also not doing single-family dwellings. Because if they do, then they can't build any new housing. So that's the first thing that's going on. And it's been said it's a concerted effort by the wealthy and powerful, because many of those who are real estate owners will lose money if they build a lot of housing and it's affordable for everybody, one. Two, when we have the once we have the program involved, then it's selecting who's going to get into who shouldn't, because I'd say the veterans would have first dibs. But it's gotten so, since you don't have the number of housing units, then it becomes an economic issue on whether they have a good job or not. So they're deliberately trying to force those in power, force them into other states or whatever they can do. Now, the biggest problem with that is that if you have the immigrants coming in and they're choosing where they can live, then guess who's going to get those homes overall? So this is a very concerted effort where Build Back Better had provisions and monies or so that was going to go into addressing the homeless issue, and also the state, even California, giving incentives for folks to build new housing units. But the issue when we come back to the local units is NIMBYism, in my backyard, where local towns and city folks will not allow new buildings to be built. They'd rather have hotels and motels, because then they can make easy money from the taxes that they pay, than to bring in extra housing. Well, we were facing this in Long Beach, where we were being bombarded by a lot of folks because we wanted to put a homeless shelter, at least within Bixby Knolls and some of the other places overall. And they fought us tooth and nail. They even brought in environmental laws. And then they tried to block in some way, shape, or form, where even Governor Newsom had to start suing some of these wealthier cities and or counties to start opening it up for people to come in. So you have this overall mentality of keeping everything high, keeping us fighting, and keeping us angry at those that are coming into the country legally or illegally. And of course, illegally is the one that they focus on, when this is a self-inflicted wound that's being put together in order for us to, as you've mentioned, look at, well, since democracy isn't working, maybe we should go to an authoritarian like number 45 who will resolve the issues overall, because we can't do it alone. We can't get our communities to talk to each other. We can't get our legislators to work. So maybe we should just change this experiment so that we use martial law to get what we want. And, and the biggest problem is that the governors cannot force a local government to do anything, because it's in their constitution where they, local governments, have the authority to make these laws. So the homeless issue is not a mental health issue, because as a result, many of the folks, especially in California, 9 out of 10 who are homeless are from California. It is not. It is not also an issue where they don't want it. They do want it, because those that do get the permanent housing will stay there and do what they need to do, because they used to have their house. But what is the issue is having the money to be able to do it, and also the units need to be available. So in looking at this from a large scale, this is why it is important that we get in there and elect responsive folks, because we just had a situation where one side of the party line wanted to shut down the government, which would result in all federal government employees possibly being temporarily homeless because they couldn't make their bills. Really? Mm. That's across the nation. Had this shutdown happened, we would have had more homeless because they wouldn't be able to make their bills. So we have it in our power to do it, but we're but as Clarence Allen will say, it's the level of greed and selfishness and power that folks are yielding which is causing this problem to exist, because they've even appropriated $4 to $5 billion to incentivize the developers to develop new housing. They're ready to go, but every time we look up, they're in court battling a local government. So, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you. This could be resolved very easily if it wasn't for the roadblocks that are being put in front of us. And also, this is a battle for democracy, because the fact that there's this push to show how bad democracy is, and that maybe a better system of government like an autocracy would work better to resolve it. But I will preface this. You put an autocracy in here, and you want to handle the homeless. The way they'll handle homeless is putting them into Gitmo or into a gulag and, you know, warehousing them into a place where they don't be seen, sort of like Auschwitz.
Wow.
So that is how the more right-wing-leaning countries handle their problem, by putting you in jail permanently to keep you off the street because you are an eyesore that shouldn't be there in the first place.
Wow. Wow.
So, Pastor, so that's the other extreme that we're dealing with. So each state needs to get rid of its NIMBYism. It's not going to happen. But if we bring in the right leaders to try and push this and put in policies or so, then we can resolve this as quickly as you can build a new unit, even temporary housing, even some apartments, whatever you have, it can be done. So, Pastor Jones, this time I yield back to you.
Thank you so much. And with that being said, let's give a big hand for Professor Reams. Big hand. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Well said. Well said. Well said. Yeah, well said, well said. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Barbie Doll Frost, thank you and welcome to the show. Edie said, yes, they're using abandoned hotels and motels. And Barbara and Edie, they're clapping their hands. What pertinent good information we just received. Let's go to Clarence M. Allen, and then we're going to go to Pastor Ramsey. But first, let's go to Clarence. Are you there, Brother Clarence? Please take the floor and give us an update on where you're able to reach out to Vera and Talana and Aretha Adams Jones. We haven't, you know, we'd like to get them on the show.
Yes, I will have to get any message with Dr. Jones, Aretha Adams Jones. I contacted Talana by text and phone.
Okay.
Vera, I text, and also Cousin V. So I will get to that after
so
I
with
make
that
a statement.
So with that being said, thank you, Clarence. But with that being said, our topic now is how homeless can you be in America? 800,000 homeless in America. Now, before you say a word, before you say anything, hold that thought. I wanna go back to how I feel about the homeless situation in America. I want to just, you know, because I feel like, oh, wait, okay, That's not exactly how I feel, but that's that's kind of how I feel. But that's not the way that I really feel. But Brother Clarence, without further ado, wait, let me see if I can get this up real quick. I want to get this up, and I want to just share it with the people. See here. Okay, there we go. And you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Just bear with me for a minute. I want to get some, there we go, let's see. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this. This is how I feel about the homeless problem in America and the government not doing nothing about it. Okay. All right. So, all right. With that being said, Brother Clarence, take the floor. I'm booing the government for not doing the right thing. I mean, these people are homeless. They shouldn't be homeless. Not in America. Nobody should be homeless. Clarence, take the floor. Give us your take. How homeless can you be in America with 800,000 homeless? And then they're giving illegal immigrants a place to live, a stipend check every month. They're giving them food stamps, Medi-Cal, and everything else. Why the veterans are still on the streets homeless. Go ahead, Clarence.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, and to all our wonderful listeners and to our panelists. You know, when I see my fellow brothers and sisters living out there on the street, it troubles me very much. I see people who haven't bathed. I see people naked, just sitting there, or acting out of their mind. And when we ask the question, how homeless are you? And, you know, I was looking at this statement by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They say the definition of homelessness includes both sheltered and unsheltered people. Sheltered people are living in domestic violence shelters, transitional shelters, safe haven that serve homeless individuals with severe mental illness, or hotel motels. Unsheltered people live outdoors, in cars, in abandoned buildings, or in other places not meant for human habitation. And, you know, such as you and Pastor Reem and even our comments on social media, we can solve this. You know,
yes.
When I travel, I see all of this land, just vacant land. I mean, a city can be built, a town, you know, even outside of the city. You know, we see our people under the freeways. We see them in places next to these rivers, like the L.A. River. You see them living on the side of these rivers, and they're drowning when we have these torrent rains. And when we look at the border, and you have mentioned that they're being benefited, but they are human, and our Christian life won't allow us to abandon them. And although we have our own in-house problem with American citizens being left without benefits and on the streets, and then some people, that's their freedom.
Come on
now. If you want to put certain people into a housing and house them, some of them don't want to live by those rules.
Right.
And if you don't abide by the rules and disturb others and live your lifestyle according to where you were living out there, what you call being free, and there are a few of them.
Yes.
You might can't condone or just have them there disturbing the peace of others. And so this topic is so important to talk about. you know, when we ride by in our car and it could be a dead body.
Hmm.
We don't know they're laying there as
yes.
if they're dead. They could be asleep or they could have passed away. So we just have to continue to pray, give thanks to God, and if we are able, pull over, give them a bottle of water. If you have food, give them some food. If you have a couple of dollars, don't even concern with what they're going to do with it.
Mm.
Give it to them out of love for another person that we have never seen. That's, according to the Bible, that's the greatest act we could do. Lay our life down, you know, for a friend. And they are our friends who we have never spoken to, never seen, never met. And so, Pastor Jady, man, this topic is just so important. More light needs to be shined on this. And even more of us that doesn't do that work need to stop and just speak to them. You know, I speak to them a lot when I see them. And some of them are the most kindest people that you can speak to. You know, so I applaud you for bringing this subject matter to the show.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Let's give Brother Clarence a big hand on the show this morning. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Lord, have mercy, man. This is a whole lot to have to you know, when you look at, when you walk down the street, and but before we go any further, I want to give Clarence a big hand for what he just said, because what he just said was amazing. I just want to give you a hand, man.
A regulator.
Woo-hoo. All right. Let's do that big hand. So here we are on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're talking about a very serious situation. With artificial intelligence taking over, they know how many people are homeless. And when you see these robots coming on the streets, don't be shocked and don't be amazed and don't be afraid. It's going to become regular, natural. Just like you see a bus going by, you're going to see a robot walking by. And these robots are going to have the authority to regulate. Yeah, they are. They're going to give them power and authority because artificial intelligence is going to outthink a lot of humans. Edie said, yes, give according to your heart desires, but women, please be careful. Do not go in your purses right in front of the person. You must be safe also. I agree with you. And, you know, and I fed the homeless many times. I mean, we get blankets, and I've gotten socks and blankets. And I remember one time I didn't get nothing but socks. I took all my old socks, and I had over 300 pair of socks. And I just took them out there, and I walked around where the homeless people were, and they lined up to get a pair of socks. Some of them I gave two pair of socks. One guy was walking around barefoot. He put the socks on. He said he hadn't worn socks in over a year. That should never happen in America. You know, I used to cook big, we would cook big containers of food, macaroni and cheese, chicken. What's up, the realist? God bless you. Welcome. People would get macaroni and cheese. Oh, the real Ferris, one of them all. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today on Instagram. We're talking about the homeless problem in America, which is completely out of control. But, you know, we take big pans of macaroni and cheese, chicken, string beans, and, you know, and then, of course, we take some dessert out there. We take some cookies, and they'll line up, and, you know, I don't judge anybody for the reason why they're homeless. You never know why somebody's homeless. But if you have 800,000 homeless people in America, and then you're giving the illegal immigrants a place to stay, they're robbing, killing, maiming, raping, whatever, then now that's going to bring more military stuff to America, and there's a premeditated plan to cause martial law on the United States of America. A lot of people don't know what martial law means. If you don't know what it means, our next topic is going to tell you, and our second topic, which we're going to go into right now, after I get a statement from Pastor Ramsey, here, listen to our second topic, okay? Our second topic is, and this is real, y'all, FEMA and the FCC will do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system on October the 4th. That's a couple of days from now. on October the 4th at 2:30 p.m. There's something you should know. This is our topic. Listen again. FEMA and the FCC will do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system on October the 4th, 2023 at 2:30 p.m. There's something you should know. And let me just, before I, you know, this is going to affect cell phones, watches, radios, televisions, and tablets, and anything that you have electronic, they're going to be able to reach to you whether it's on or off. And they're saying, and here's what they're saying. They're saying that they're going to send out nanobytes. Do you know what nanos are? If you don't know what nanos are, look up what nanos can do, because nanos can, they can send the nanos through whatever device you have, and they'll be able to get to you. Nanos can be put inside of a human body to do certain things. They're just small micro robots that you can't see. They're called nanoparticles. And so they're saying that the FEMA and the FCC is going to send out a certain alert. I remember back in the day when they used to go, this is a test of the American broadcasting system. If you remember that, and then everybody's TV would go, boom. Well, they're going to do that on October the 4th at 2:30 p.m., and I'm advising you to turn off all your devices. That's my advice. Now, you can do whatever you want to do, but it's going to affect the United States of America. Every human being that has a cell phone, a telephone, iWatch like mine, or a tablet, or whatever you have, TV, radio, is coming through your airways. That's why the FCC and FEMA, which is still two government entities, have collaborated to make this happen. And they're doing this for a reason, y'all. They're not just doing this because something's about to go down. And they want to be able to talk to everybody at one time in the whole United States of America. Now, you think about that. That's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers. If you ain't with it, you better get with it, because you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. But let me tell you something. The FCC and FEMA is not playing. And somewhere in there, your rights are going to be violated. So you get ready for that, okay? All right. But let me close out on the homeless situation. After I get a short response from Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, take the floor. What do you think about the homeless situation in America and the ones who are manipulating the homeless situation, period? Go right ahead.
Amen. God bless you. It is so sad to have all these people who are homeless. But one thing we got to know as the body of Christ, that God is in control. And he will send somebody like a ram in a bush to go out there and build shelters, build homes. And if we have to do fundraisers, if we have to raise the money ourselves, and if the government won't help, God is in control of everything. And I believe in my heart, and I believe in my soul, that this would be lessened, and that there are going to be people who are going to have homes, shelters, food, clothes, because God said he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And that means everyone. Nobody's exempt. He's no respecter of persons. And sometimes people are so low, and you know, and they're down there, and they don't have nothing. That's why God will send somebody, because where he sends us, will we go? It's up to us if we will go to help them out. But I thank God that God is in control, and he said he'll never see the righteous forsaken or the seed begging for bread. And I thank God that God will make it happen for each and every one of us in every state, east, west, north, and south, and even overseas, because God is a miracle worker, and these people will be better before we even know it, because God can work it out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 Pastor Ramsey. Amen, Pastor Ramsey.
Amen.
I wanted to hear that. Amen. That is amazing. That's beautiful. Amen, amen. Praise God. I'm so glad you said that, Pastor Ramsey, because we got to talk about these very complex, difficult topics. Now, I want you to hear. Now, we're going on our new topic. Our new topic is FEMA and the FCC will do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system on October the 4th, 2023 at 2:30 p.m. There's something you should know. Now, let me tell you why I'm saying there's something you should know. This will affect you if you have an iWatch or any kind of electronic watch, any kind of radio, any television, any kind of cell phones, any kind of tablet, whatever you have electronic, they're going to be able to get through. Now, they're saying that they're going to be using nanoparticles. Nanoparticles. If you don't know what they are, just go ahead on and look up nanoparticles and find out where they are. And Edie said, wait a minute, Edie said there's a video on Instagram saying that if anyone is related to domestic violence cases, that you should turn your phone off. Because they are going to be searching for certain things and certain people. They're going to be identifying everybody. Everybody will be identified through artificial intelligence when they run this test. This is why they're doing it. They're using artificial intelligence. I would like it that some people are hidden due to their cases. Okay, yes. Okay, Barbara Hubbard said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And let me just say this about the homeless situation. Our God is Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. I want to say it one more time. Yes. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We serve a mighty God, y'all. Oh, my God. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Now, this thing about the FEMA thing, we're going to go straight to our professor, Professor Reams. If you don't know what nanoparticles are, perhaps you'll get educated today. And this is why we talk about these very complex topics on our show, which is could be a violation of your civil rights. They're not just doing this FEMA and FCC test just because they want to say, hi, how you doing? No, they want to know who everybody is, where everybody is, and what everybody's doing by any means necessary. Whether it be facial recognition, whether it be cell phone recognition, whether it be radio recognition, TV recognition, they are, you know, if you have a cell phone, you're already, they know where you are. You're on an electronic leash. If you have a cell phone or iWatch or any of those Samsung watch or any whatever you have to communicate with, they are already, the FCC already knows who you are, where you are, and what you're doing. With that being said, let's go to Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Break this on down, Professor Reams. FEMA and the FCC will do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system on actually this Wednesday at 2:30 p.m., and there's something you should know. Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. Now, the first topic that we talked about was martial law, so let's give you a definition of that. Martial law involves the temporary substitution of military authority for civilian rule and is usually invoked in time of war, rebellion, or nasty disaster. So this is a temporary power when there is an emergency situation that is going to cause chaos, where people are going to be harming each other or doing irreparable things to other civilians. So that's when the military takes over, but it's only for a temporary amount of time. So during the time of the pandemic, there are possibilities of that. If there's time of riot, martial law can be taken within the government or within the state itself. This is just something that tries to pull everyone together and get control of the circumstances. Now, when we get to this test was actually approved back, was an act that was put into Congress that they voted on back in 2015 called the Integrated Public Alert and Warning Systems Modernization Act, which allowed the president to be able to alert and warn the civilian population in areas endangered by natural disaster, acts of terrorism, and other man-made disasters. So when this is activated, then that's when martial law will probably be shared with everyone because things have gotten so out of control that the military is going to have to take over. Now, this act also is in partnership with the Wi-Fi, the Wireless Emergency Alert Act, where not only are they going to be sending this information through cable, television, phones, and any other communication device,
since now that we've increased our use and dependence on wireless information and cell phones, that sort of thing, then the wireless will go through your cell phone and any other wireless device, again, in order to inform people, because you may not be at your home looking at TV or on a regular land phone, but if you're out and about and you're at the store or so and your cell phone is there, then at least what it does is it informs you from your cell phone of what's going on. Now, when we get to the idea of nanobytes and nanotechnology, what nano means very small, so it's microscopic. And so a lot of things will give off nanobytes in and of itself. So it's not just going to be this alert. They could have been putting in nanobytes in any sort of electronic device over the years. It's not very difficult. They just throw it in the air. The problem is this. The nanobytes can only last so long within the body because you'll get it by inhaling. It gets on your skin or it goes through an ear. But as far as being able to control, it's got to be migrated up your brain in some way, shape, or form. If it goes to your lung or it goes into your stomach, it's going to get flushed out. So the thing that you have to do is you can turn your phone off. That's fine. But there are more than other ways that they can put nanobytes into the air. And so it's just being mindful of where you're standing. I mean, even the towers can give off some type of nanobytes because this is all wireless technology. So hopefully you won't look at your wireless phone suspiciously as it's going to infect you with anything, but it's highly possible. Primarily speaking, they haven't gotten to the point of mind control yet, but if they're going to identify you, they can already identify you now with your cell phone. They can already identify you now if you're on the Internet. And they can already identify you now by satellite. So this is just one other way of identifying who you are and what you're doing in case that you fall into the radar. Now, if you go to a desert or somewhere off the line, then they can't find you. So one thing that you want to be mindful of is that if they're going to find you, they're going to find you. Just if you don't have anything to hide, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. But, of course, it's your choice on how you want to keep your privacy. But just to let you know, the moment that you use your cell phone, the moment that you get on the Internet, they have an idea of who you are based on the algorithms that they have in place. But this is a test because of the fact that, again, 9/11 was a surprise. But since then, every week or every month or so, you're going to get an alert even within the state, whenever there's a pedophile or when there's a yellow alert or when somebody's missing. So these are systems that are not only nationwide but also statewide so that people can be informed of what's going on. Now, the issue is, okay, what about the government? What's going to be going on? This is why we have to continue to be on the front line because, as I always say before, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Well, this places us on the menu if you don't vote in the right people to keep it from turning into something that where Big Brother is going to look over everything that you do, and then if you step off the line, then you'll be arrested for whatever reason, whether protesting, whether minding your own business, or being whether accused of, or even when someone hacks and changes your identity, and then you're accused of all these crimes. I would get life alert as well, so that if that happens, you have a way of fighting identity theft. So this is a way that they've tried to update the system so that people across the nation are not surprised when it does happen. Because the worst thing that can happen, having been in government, is the fact that people will say, well, why didn't you tell me? And now they're – but then when we try to tell you, then you're saying that we're invading your privacy, but then we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Well, how much should we regulate? You know, to the regulator, and how much should we make sure that we trust the people to do what they have to do? So this is where we are. So October 4th, you now know what the information is, whether you keep your electronic devices on or off, that is up to you. But at least you know that this is what's going to happen in the next couple of days. With that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Our topic right now is FEMA, and the FCC will do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system on October the 4th at 2:30 p.m. There is something you need to know. And we just heard from our professor, Professor Reams, and let me tell you something. They also said that they're sending out a very high frequency that you might not be able to hear, and they're saying that this frequency could have some sort of control, mind control. And I know we don't think about artificial intelligence being having the capability to do these kind of things, but let me tell you something. The government has been working on top secret things like this for many, many, many years, and they have the greatest scientists in the world working on these type of things, and they want to get the whole world under one umbrella, so when they send out a message, everybody in the United States of America will get that same message, and nobody can say, I didn't get it. And whatever it is, it's going to go through this frequency, because remember, we already have 5G, but some of them are higher than 5G, and you don't even know it because you can't hear it, but it could have some sort of effect on you, right through your phone, right through your TV, right through your radio, right through your tablet, right through your watch, whatever type of electronic device you have. At 2:30 p.m. when they get ready to run this test, my phones are going to be off. My laptops will be off. My tablet will be off. All my stuff will be, this is my tablet. My phones are on. They're going to be off. Every electronic device I have in my home is going to be off at that time. That's just me. Now, you don't have to do it, but if you want to be, if you want to make sure that you're not getting any nanoparticles, or with your small micro robots, or you're not getting a high frequency that will make you feel like you want to go do whatever they tell you to do whenever they tell you to do it, or you want to be in whatever, just get ready, because there's something more than just this FEMA and FCC doing what they're doing. Okay, it's more to it than that, all right? With that being said, it's time to switch over to another one of our co-producers. But before we do, there's a caller. Caller, I believe. Caller 323-948. Welcome to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Fantastic. Fabulous. It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood. I'm so glad you're here. Everybody say good morning to Talana Jones.
Good morning, Talana.
Words of wisdom.
Good morning, everyone.
Wait. And Pastor Ramsey, say good morning to Talana, Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, Sister Talana. How are you doing on this morning?
Blessings and favors to you, Pastor Ramsey. I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Amen.
Well, Talana, we're so happy to have you on this morning. Let's show Talana how happy we are to have her on. So, Edie said hello, Talana, and Barbara Hubbard said hello. And Edie said, I heard that some phones with 2G or 3G may not receive it because they're older models, but they're not sure. So if you have a 4G phone or a 5G phone, you're going to get the frequency. And even if you don't have a 5G or a 4G and you have a 2G or a 3G, which is really, really slow, you're going to get it through your watch, through your TV, through your radio, some kind of way. You're going to get that alert from the – and these are government entities now. These aren't just – we're not just blowing smoke, okay, you guys? This is not – this is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns, okay? We keep it real on the show. We tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I want people to be knowledgeable and educated on what we share on the show. I'm not just saying it because it could be said. I'm saying it because it's real. And if it ain't real, it's not the real deal. We have a caller in the 78. Oh, caller. Wait. Let me got a caller in the 78674. Wait. Caller in the 786714 area code. Are you there?
This is me. This is Veronica.
Oh, let's say everybody say good morning. Everybody say good morning to Cousin B.
Good afternoon to you, Cousin B.
All right. We're so happy to have you on this morning, Cousin B. How are you feeling?
Sleeping. Only because I work Sunday night. I expect to get off at 7, but sometimes I end up getting, like, being 2 hours later than I wanted to be.
Wow, wake up, everybody. With that being said, don't go anywhere, Cousin V. We're going to come right back to you, but we're going to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. FEMA and the FCC will be doing a nationwide test of the emergency alert system on October the 4th, which is Wednesday, at 2:30 p.m. There's something you should know. What should they know about this, Clarence? Take the floor, Brother Clarence M. Allen.
Well, they should know everything that we're covering on this show and also do their own investigation and research to find out even more, because this show can't cover everything. It doesn't have enough time. And, you know, I was thinking when, Pastor Eddie, you said you're going to cut off your devices. And my question to myself was, will that help? It may, and it may not, because with this technology, even if you cut your device off, with the intelligence of this AI, this alert system, the nanobytes of parts that they are claimed to be inputting into the system and in the atmosphere, these things have been programmed, and I will imagine that they have, where they can wait till you return that device on, then enter in, and it will perform its function and do its job. And so with this alert system that they're testing in, many of us put so much trust and belief and hope into this government, its system, its ability to keep us safe. And then when we look at, just for instance, 9/11, you know, how safe can this government be? I think that some of us think that we can't be harmed by a terrorist or a foreign country and even an object. You know, just 2 weeks ago at the Rams game, they had robots on the field and sitting in the seats.
They sure did.
They had robots just this past week at Dodger Stadium. And so this is bringing us into the norm of acceptance of this digital and unreal technology, which acts as if it's alive, capable of thinking for itself. Whether it has feelings or not, it depends if they put that in there. If it has affections or not, it depends if they put that in there. But this emergency alert system, it, you know, give us the thought that it's necessary, so if something happens, we'll know. Because if there's a major earthquake, tsunami, storm, and
yes,
even an attack,
right,
we need to know. So, you know, there's the balance of those theories and those beliefs and those actions. And so this is just another major piece of hot button topic information that we need to know. And once again, you know, I have to applaud you, Pastor Eddie, because you cannot get this information but only on Monday morning, only on one show, the world's greatest radio show on Monday morning, the Blog Talk Show of Eddie Justice Jones. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all our listeners.
Thank you, Brother Clarence. Wow.
That's
wow.
Eddie, I love that audience you have. You got to have at least 10,000 people sitting right there in front of your plug. I love it.
Yes, it's AI. That's right. Without further ado, before we go to our next speaker, which will be Talana Jones, our topic is FEMA and the FCC will do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system on October the 4th. Now, they know what they're doing, and they're not only going to do it on the 4th, they're also going to do it again on the 11th of October. There's a reason for this, and there's things that you should know. Remember, our first topic was how homeless can you be in America with 800,000 people homeless? We talked about that, okay? But here's a word of the week and our scripture of the week before we go any further. Our word of the week, get your pen and your paper out. You want to write these things down. Our word of the week is recover. Recover. I must recover from this homeless situation. We got a couple. Let's see. I can't do that right now. Well, we had a call in from Vera. Could you give Vera the number to the show, Brother Clarence? Just text her the number to the show, Sister Vera. I will recover from the homeless situation. That's how you could use that word in a sentence. That is the word of the week, recover. The scripture of the week is Psalms 19, verse 23. And it reads, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. Now, I'm going to read that to you one more time so you can get a clarified, clear understanding. Psalms 19, verse 23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. Let me just break that really down real quick. If you are with God and you abide in God and God abides in you, then you don't have to worry about being harmed because God will take care of you. He said, I will fight your battles. And that's what this scripture means. Psalms 19, verse 23 is your scripture of the week. Make it applicable to your day, applicable to your week, applicable to your month, and applicable to your life. May God bless you, the word of God, for the people of God. Amen. Psalms 19, verse 23. With that being said, let's go back to our topic, which is FEMA and the FCC will do a nationwide test of the emergency alert system. I want to hear from Talana Jones. Without further ado, Talana Jones, how do you feel about this test? Nanoparticles, high frequencies that can control people. They're going to be, the FCC is not playing around, and neither is FEMA. And FEMA is the emergency, catastrophe system that kicks into place when there's whatever goes on, that's an emergency in the United States of America. Go right ahead, Talana. Take the floor.
I briefly heard this topic, and this is the first that I'm hearing about the FEMA alert. But as I heard Clarence just say recently, that I don't think that turning off our phones or our laptops or even the emergency broadcast, it'll go through our television or through the radio system or possibly even, if you do have, say, an alarm clock even, if it has a radio frequency, it can still register the nanos. So it's just being careful about what you do here. If it's, I don't even know how you could possibly say we can keep our electronics safe. They're not safe anymore. Technology evolves almost every 3 months now. It feels everything that we're going through is a sign. And we have to be closer to God now, I feel, because we don't control technology, the government does. So God bless them. I hope that they would not, want to mind control the entire world into what exactly, Daddy? I think it's just another sign of time. Something that we need to pay attention to and stay prepared.
Amen, amen.
Say, be ready so you don't have to get ready.
Amen.
So stay prepared, everybody. Listen close and pay attention.
Thank you, Talana. We appreciate that. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And with that being said, we're going to go to Cousin V all the way down there in Florida. Speaking of Florida, we're not going to talk about the Miami Dolphins right now, but we're going to talk about the FCC and FEMA. And then we're going to get the sports report in a little while from Cousin V. Cousin V, take the floor. Edie said, she clapped her hands on, we're talking about the FCC doing a nationwide test of the emergency alert system. Go right ahead, Cousin V. What do you think about that?
As far as I know, they've done those in the past ever since we've been having cell phones. So I haven't read up on it, so I just know that They will be doing the test, and I have heard that, but I don't know a lot about it. So I know it's not been done in the past before.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much, because this is for you. Thank you so much, Cousin B. I'm using our.
You.
I have AI too.
right?
Yes. I want to tell you guys something about artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. Honey. All right, so that was from, I don't know where that sound came in from, but we silenced it just now. That wasn't me, but thank you, God, for that being, and with that being said, I want to tell you a little bit about artificial intelligence. This is very, very, very important. What you don't know about AI is, and this has a lot to do with the FCC and FEMA, AI, artificial intelligence, which is, you know, they've been, you know, FEMA's using it. Every government entity is using it, including the Justice Department and the FBI and everybody else. They're using it in a lot of different ways. And what artificial intelligence doesn't need is it automatically upgrades itself every day. It upgrades itself and perfects itself on its own without our help. It automatically outthinks people. In a chess game, it plays itself over and over and over and over until it knows how to beat itself. And that's what artificial intelligence does. And eventually it won't need a man to upgrade it, to uplift it, to make it do whatever it does. Once these robots come out, they will continually upgrade themselves. And there's a robot by DPRA, the Department of Defense, and that robot is called Atlas. It's called Atlas. Look it up. It's a robot that can turn flips, jump up and down. It can do gymnastics, it can dance, it can do everything. It can carry a weapon, it can fire a weapon. You can knock it down. It's called Atlas. If you don't know about it, look it up. Look up Boston Dynamics and put in Atlas on the Google search and you'll see for yourself. This robot has been out since 2013 and this is 2023, so imagine what it can do now. It used to walk and fall over, walk and roll, just like a year-old baby, like a baby. But now it has evolved, completely evolved on its own with artificial intelligence. Okay, believe it or not. Hey, Sheila Timberlake, how are you? God bless you, Sheila Timberlake. It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you on. The real fairest one of them all, so it's such an honor to have you on. Shirley Allen, God bless you. Sister Hubbard, Edie Way, everybody on Facebook, Brother Hudson in Texas, everybody on there, Lady Scott, God bless you. Thank everyone for being on Instagram and Facebook Live and blogtalkradio.com. With that being said, we want to go into our regular segment because it's 10:38, and I just want to get a closing remark from Pastor Ramsey. Let's see, wait, hold on, let me go. Pastor Ramsey, what do you feel about FEMA and FCC and the nationwide test? Go right ahead. And we know God is in charge, but I want to get your opinion. Are you there, Pastor Ramsey?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
But
now,
we know in a society today, which tells me. Huh?
I was going to say, we know that
can
God
you hear
is
me?
In charge. Yes, we can hear you. I want to put this on with your answer. We know that God is in charge. We know God is going to take care of us. But, you know, man, it says in the Bible that man will self-destruct himself. And man right now is in charge of
right.
artificial intelligence right now. But artificial intelligence is evolving on its own without man doing it. Okay? And so with that being said,
right.
I want to get your military thoughts. I want to get your worldly thoughts of what you think that man is working on doing with artificial intelligence, especially with the FEMA and the FCC doing this nationwide test. Go ahead, Pastor Ramsey, take the floor and share.
Amen. First, we should not take the mindset of a worldly society And I believe that they can come and come through my TV, they can come through my phone, they can come through this and that, but while they're doing that, I'm going to put my praise on because I know that when it's my time to go, I can't take nothing with me. So I just thank God for that. But, you know, with this stuff going on, they can come in, your, like you said, the laptop, the TV, the phone, and when you said something like when you're watching a football game, how they interrupt it and they say, alert, 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 it comes across your TV. But they can do all they want. But I know one thing. While they do that on October the 4th, I'll be shouting and praising. I just wanted to say that because we cannot have the mindset of a worldly society and stuff like that. So God bless you. Thank you. I yield it back to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey. And with that being said, I want to go right into what Sheila Timberlake said. Sheila Timberlake said, let's get that back. Where did it go? Have you seen those robot delivery little vehicles? You can recognize when the light is red or green. You can recognize what the client has to look at the food. Is the person you can recognize with the light is red, green. You recognize when the client has to look at the food. Is okay, I got you. Okay, yes, they do. They right now they have drones that can deliver food to you. They have drones that can deliver packages from Amazon to you. They have an orbiting warehouse that stays up in the sky and doesn't come down. I don't know how they do it, but they've done it. You can look at Jeff Bezos and look him up on that orbiting warehouse. And the robots go inside, the drones go in there, pick up the package, bring it down, and deliver it to the right address and come back. Same thing with pizzas, same thing with food. You can go into a restaurant now, they got a robot that will come and take your order and bring you your food too. Okay, so this is where we're going with this artificial intelligence. Do not be surprised. When you see a robot up in the stands at a football game and that's functional, they can talk. They even have a robot that goes around to the hospital that secures the hospital now, and it has a restroom in it. It'll stop and let you use the restroom. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not using that restroom because you know you got cameras in there. But they even have a robot that has a restroom inside of it while it does security patrolling around the hospital. What is, this is ridiculous. But with that being said, we're going to move right along to our regular segment, and we're going to miss Vera with health and wellness right now, but I'll try to stick in a little health and wellness. But with that being said, we're going to start off with, let's see, we have caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Call in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Did you want to say something this morning? Okay, let's put the caller in the 323-646 back on hold. Let's put them back on hold. And then, oh my gosh, call in the 323-497 area code. Are you there?
I am here. Happy Monday.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody say good morning to Dr. Aretha. Everybody say
good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning, Dr.
With
Aretha.
Music.
Good morning.
Dr. Aretha. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are amazing. Good morning.
Wow, we're so happy to have you on this morning. It's an honor and a pleasure. You know, we are just happy, okay? Without further ado, let's see. One more time, I'm going to try this. Call in at 323-646 area code. Are you there? Call in 323-646 area code. Are you there? Okay, let's put them back on hold one more time. Apparently, they didn't want to say anything. And let's go here. We want to get words of wisdom. But before we go any further, I want to start off with the sports report. And there's a reason why I want to start off with the sports report. Without further ado, Cousin V, please take the floor. Give us the sports report. I know my Rams and my Chargers, I ain't going to go there. But without further ado, Cousin V, take the floor. give us the sports report.
Well, first of all, happy Pastor's Anniversary Month. It is Pastor's Anniversary Month to all the pastors. And it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So happy breast cancer awareness to the survivors, those have gone on before us, and those that are still going through. You know, it's a bittersweet month for me. This Thursday is Brenda's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, October 5th is her birthday.
Amen. Praise God. We love you.
October the 7th is my firstborn son's birthday, October
7th. Amen.
October 10th is Brandon's son's fourth birthday and the third year, I think 2 to 3 years that my sister, the twin that was next to me, Brent, she died on my grandson's birthday. So this month is going to be a month that I ask y'all to pray me through.
Okay, we're going to pray before we go.
I have high school football scores for you this week.
All right.
First, I'm going to start off with the top 10 high school football rankings. Is a number one is Mater D, or y'all may know how to say that word. Mater D is in from California.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Bishop Gorman in Nevada, Dominate Madonna in Florida, IMG Academy in Florida is number four. Jacksonville, Texas is number six. North Shore, Texas is number seven. Kahuku, or something like that, Hawaii, is number eight. St. John Bosco is also from California. And the number 10 is Central Florida. And for that, I have some information on the Dorsey Dunns. Right now, overall, they are 1-5, and they are 1-0 in the league. They start their season off on August 18th. They play Banning. They lost to Banning 44-14. Then they play Inglewood. They lost 44-6. They played Castlemont, Oakland. They lost 27-16. But we know they had a good year last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you have ups and downs, valleys and mountains. But they played Granada Hills Charter on 9/15. They lost 30-12. Then they played Culver City on Friday 9/22. They lost 35-7. But on this Friday, they beat George Washington Prep 45-8. Y'all swept them, so hopefully they'll start turning the season around.
Yes.
And then from our hometown, Eddie and I, where we were, grew up and born, Bible, Texas, they are 4-2 overall. They're 2-0 on the district. They played Madisonville. They lost 24-14. Then they played Kirbyville, and they won 28-14. They lost to Franklin 28-13. They won at Hardin Jefferson South Lake, which is up by Dallas. So our small-town schools are moving up, and they're playing the big city leagues now. So they beat Hardin Jefferson 42-13, and then they beat Woodville also 29-6. And I was going to tell you, the next game, Dorsey will play Fremont, Los Angeles, on Friday, 10-6 at 7:30 p.m. And then our lovely Panthers, they are 3-2 on the season. They are 0-2 in the district. They won to Tyler Legacy 31-7. Then they won their second game. Something blocked out my view, but it was the Nacogdoches Dragons. They beat them 47-28. Then they played College Station, which you all know where Texas A&M is in the college world. They played A&M Consolidated High School, and they beat them 24-17. They lost to Longview 42-0 as they got shut out. And then Forney, which is up by Dallas also, they lost to them 42-21. And then they would be playing McKinney North, which is also by Dallas. And Lufkin is like 4 hours from Dallas. So that tells you how all the our schools are playing big league. They will play McKinney North on 10-13. They have a bye week. Then I have the HBCU, our Black College University ranking. And so they Hampton beat Richmond 31-14. Southern, which I told you where my granddaughter is going to nursing school. They beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 27-0. Alcorn State beat Alabama State in overtime 23-20. Grambling State beat Prairie View 35-20. And then Florida A&M beat Mississippi Valley State 31-7. UT Martin beat Tennessee 20-10. Then Howard beat Robert Morris 35-10. Yale beat Morgan State 45-3. North Carolina AT&T beat Norfolk 28-26. And North Carolina Central beat Campbell 49-48 by 1 point in overtime. And then Delaware State beat Virginia Lynchburg 48-10. Alabama A&M beat Tuskegee 58-3. And then Texas Southern, they shut out Lincoln somewhere in California. They shut them out 52-0. I'm not going to go over the other usual college sports just because of timing. But we do know the Texas Longhorns won this week 40-14. And USC beat Colorado. So y'all, I know y'all watching Deion Sanders and USC, and they beat them 48-41. And then in our NFL, because I know that's the part Eddie likes about his Rams and Chargers. So Thursday night last week, Detroit defeated Green Bay 34-20. Then on this Sunday, Atlanta lost to Jacksonville 23-7. And I like what they said about my Dolphins. The Buffalo Bills stampeded over by Dolphins 48-20 after their 70-20 win last week over the Broncos. And then the Carolina Panthers lost to Minnesota 21-13. The Broncos came back this week after getting beat by the Dolphins last week, and they beat the Chicago Bears 31-28. Baltimore Ravens also came back from a loss last week, and they beat Cleveland 28-3. And then in Houston, Texas is on the road. They beat Pittsburgh Steelers 30-6. The L.A. Rams beat Indianapolis 29-23. Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 26-9. The Eagles, which is one of my favorite teams because I like Eagles because they soar. And they're from the Bible. So the Eagles did beat Washington 34-31. The Bengals lost to Tennessee Titans 27-3. Las Vegas Raiders and the L.A. Chargers. That would be Eddie versus Clarence. And the L.A. Chargers beat Las Vegas 24-17. Dallas beat New England 38-3. San Francisco 49ers beat Arizona 35-16. And the New York Jets lost to Kansas City in Sunday night football 23-20. And tonight, on Monday night, it will be the Seattle Seahawks at the New York Giants. That will be 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, and it can be seen on ABC. So, yes, we're ready for some football, Monday night football. This is my sports report. Have a blessed week.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for the sports report. I just want to let you guys know something happened on Facebook Live. It just went off just now. I apologize to all my listeners on Facebook Live. And for Cousin V, this is for you, Cousin V. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I don't know what happened just now, but Facebook Live just blacked out, but we're going to go right back on Facebook Live right now. And hold on. And while we're doing that, Let's go to Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. Go ahead, Linda Goldie. Take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion. It's 10:54 a.m. Go ahead. We're going over.
Okay. I'm going to give you a song instead. You've heard it before. Can you say I'm blessed? Forget about the test. When you're feeling stressed, simply say I'm blessed. There's going to be a new day. You're going to see a new way. Hey, hey. Do you know the rest? You'll start getting blessed. Whatever you've confessed, God will do the rest. Can you say, can you say, can you say I'm blessed? That's it.
Wow.
Thank you. It's her.
Yes,
Linda Goldie.
Linda Goldie, that was really nice. Without further ado, let's see if we can, let's see what's going on with Tawana Jones. Let's see. Okay, so we're just going to, we're going to turn that one off there. Without that, without further ado, we're going to go to none other than Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones on our show. Please take the floor. Give us mental health and you.
All right. Thank you so much, and happy Monday. This is Mental Health and You, and I want to thank you all for your thoughtfulness and your prayers while I was away, and you guys are amazing. So this is Mental Health and You. Today is October the 2nd, 2023, and today is the International Day of Nonviolence. All right. Today we celebrate the birthday of a man who helped bring forward the notion of nonviolence and the tremendous impact this form of social response has had all over the world in the last century. On the International Day of Nonviolence, created by the United Nations in 2007, we look back on the influence of an Indian activist born Mohandas Gandhi, but known the world over as Mahatma Gandhi. The International Day of Nonviolence honors how Gandhi's work and legacy has impacted global nonviolent protests. The United Nations has good reason to use Gandhi's birthday to celebrate International Day of Nonviolence. Gandhi's commitment to India's independence and his methods have been the cornerstone of civil and human rights initiatives all over the world. Put simply, Gandhi saw it as completely irrational to use violence to achieve peace, but rather just means lead to just ends. This is a lesson we can all take to heart. So today we honor the memory and birthday of Mahatma Gandhi and the International Day of Nonviolence. Remember, violence impacts our mental health, and mental health matters. And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Amen.
With that being, yeah, that was amazing. With that being said, thank you so much. With that being said, we're going over. It's 10:58. We're going over. Do not hang up, no matter what happens. Stay on, because you still have, we still have Regulate the Manual, and we still have the commentary. Vera, Dr. Granny V is not here today. We're still going to keep rolling on with the show. And with that being said, we're going to go to none other than Regulate the Manual, Clarence M. Allen himself. Clarence, please take the floor. Regulate the Manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thanks. Especially to all our wonderful listeners around there. Thanks to all the panelists. It's that time of year again. And it may have all started during the month of October, 1971. Early on a Tuesday morning, everyone was suddenly awakened to some very violent shaking. My brother and I are sound asleep while lying in our bunk bed. It was shortly after 6 a.m. At this hour of the morning, you can find some of the best sleepers that money can buy. On Tuesday morning, February 9th, 1971, everyone in the house was suddenly awakened by what was thought to be the end of the world. The entire house started to shake profusely back and forth. The timbers from the house frame and the walls also sounded off with creaking and cracking noise. After jumping immediately out of our beds, we finally realized it was an earthquake. Dad was long gone to work. Mom hurriedly and jumped out of her bed. The entire family met in the living room, frightened and afraid of what could possibly happen next. Turned the TV set on to get some news. I wondered what really had happened. I was just about 13 years old. The television news broadcasting was not good, with many people reported dead and many more missing, trapped, and buried. The reports of the injured climbed into thousands. This was the end of the world. How will we get through this catastrophic disaster and death and destruction? How will we live until tomorrow and then the days to come? An earthquake, high on the Richter scale, collapsed buildings, fallen freeways, and open ground all over the city. This would be a day to always be remembered. The haunted soul brother summoned.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I got to tell you, I'm looking for something here on my artificial intelligence, and I'm not going to stop until I find it. Clarence, that was amazing, man. That was just amazing. So let's go with, I got something for you right there on that story that you told about the haunted soul brother, and I want to get it up right now. Let's see. Wait, let's do this. Okay. All right. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And that was dedicated to the one and only Clarence M. Allen, who does a segment out of his book called The Haunted Soul Brother. And so, hey, Clarence, just really quick, what'd you think about that, man?
Creatures crawling through the night. Raised over some frightening sight. I'm tripping in my seat for the next ghost that I shall meet.
All right. And with that being said, it is time for one of the most important parts of our show, and every part is important, but let's go to none other than Professor Reams with the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary. Hey, Gloria and Irene, God bless you guys. Go right ahead, Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and all that to everyone. A wonderful, happy Monday, especially with the coming of Halloween and the frights that are going on. I'm still shivering from the reading of The Haunted Soul Brother, as well as the sound effects. It'll just keep with me until we get to Halloween. Ooh, yes. So with that in mind, the fear of AI is also amongst us, along with the nanoprobes from the planet of doom that's covering all over the place. And we had a wonderful... So with all of these monsters that are going over, we started out the show with reminding of the unfortunate death of Angelica Mandela, of course, rest in peace and souls, yes. And our prayers are with her and her family for all the things she's doing, but we encourage everyone to read her book. We then moved on to how the homeless issue And as a reminder, this is something that we definitely can prove, but it's still one of the monsters that we're dealing with through, as Clarence has reminded us, which is well. And we are also dealing with FEMA, which is going to be enforcing AI, enforcing the moleculars of nanoprobes, and all the fearful things that we would consider of overall. But we also have our feelings of light and of encouragement because of the fact that Cousin Z provided us with the haunting, but understandable losses in sports overall. So if we're not scared from the AI, then it's our teams that we're a little bit fearful of, whether they're going to win or not. But at least we have that. Clarence Allen, we've already had the regulators' prophetic points dealing with the commentary. To Vera Jones, I give a shout-out, thank you. Thank you always, Dr. Granny V. To Talana, always knocked it out of the ballpark, especially in reminding us that we have to be ready so we don't have to get ready. And finally, Aubrey, a shout-out. And then to Dr. Aretha, thank you for International Day of Nonviolence, reminding us about Mahatma Gandhi and his contributions. And then finally to Linda Goldie, once again, we got a very big hug and a song because can you say I'm blessed? I think we are blessed to have had you on to sing that to us. And, of course, please record that at some point in time because it was just well done. And to Pastor Ramsey, thank you for your wisdom and your prayers to remind us of how grounded we are. And in doing so, what do we want to pull from this overall from the show? Well, the show provides us with so much hope. It provides us with the word of recovery. And the way that we normally recover is that we remember the grace of God and how he provides us with all of things that we need to understand what's going on in our environment. So when we get back to the dealing with the homeless, it's something that we can prove. It's something that we can resolve. And by knowing this, it now gives us more of the motivation to get out there and continue to fight. Pastor Ramsey reminded us, if the government's not going to do it, we've always done it. The churches have done it. We've dealt with it. Pastor Jones has done it by giving all that he's given. All of us have given money or some sort of report. Some sort of monies or whatever we have to help with the problem. And then if we can fight, and fight even more, but also to show this in love, then we can resolve this issue dealing with the hearts and minds of people who would normally be able to have shelters for them. And this is within our power. Now, when dealing with FEMA, wanted to add in, this is every 3 years, so this has been done. But here's the light thing about the nanobites and the probes that go on. Just have a bird or a rat or even a electromagnetic pulse or the sunshine, and many of the probes will usually deactivate and then fall to the ground overall. Just like in the end of the haunting, there's also the sunlight that comes in by the next day. So these things are here, but like permanent technology, God is bigger because the sun can easily wipe out much of our technology through electromagnetism. So if the good Lord wanted to, the nanoprobes could be done. The robots and AI could lose and walk into a wall and not be functional. Everything that human beings have made, God looks at it and says, well, that's quaint, that's nice, but I'm still in control, and there's no reason for you to fear because I will take care of you, as we talked about with Psalms 19-23. So in doing so, I think this is an opportunity to just sit back and understand that we're well within striking distance of things as long as we stay informed, as long as we do our own research. And we take time to put this in prayer first to see, Lord, how does this relate to me and what my journey is with you? And in doing so, you are the light, you are my love, you are my passion, and I will follow you until the end of days as it comes. And in doing so, that allows us to feel rest assured that when we recover, and as part of our recovery, it'll be done in his light, with his grace, with his mercy, with his patience and love, and with his blessings as well. And so with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, that was amazing.
That's right.
And the cash for the limo.
wrap up the rain.
Yeah, we can wrap this trip up now and close the limo door.
Yes. Now, I want to send a shout-out to my Aunt Gloria Freeman out there in Virginia. I want to send a shout-out to Irene Walter, to everybody that left Facebook, because Facebook just dropped out the universe, but we still have it up there. It's still going to go up, and we're going to – but we came back on Facebook Live right now. And before I go, we cannot go without a prayer, because with all this stuff going on, it wouldn't be right if we left when we didn't have a prayer. So whatever your prayer request is, I don't care how big or small, send it up to God right now. You don't have to say a word. Just think in your mind and meditate on your prayer request, and God will respond to your prayer request, because he's an on-time God. He's a forgiving God, and he's a loving God, and he did not bring you this far to leave you. And whatever you could not do yesterday, he woke you up this morning to give you another opportunity to get it done today. So with that being said, I want to go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, we talked about the homeless problem. We talked about the nationwide test with the FCC. I want you to lift up everybody's prayer request and lift us up in prayer before we go off this show. God bless you. Take the floor, Pastor Ramsey. Lead us in a prayer.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank the Lord on today for this wonderful segment. Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for this day that you have created for us on October the 2nd of 2023. Lord, we lift up the homeless right now and the less fortunate, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to let them recover. Let them find a place to stay, food to eat, and clothes to wear. Lord, we thank God in the name of Jesus for all the topics we had on today, and it is time for recovery. Lord, we thank God for everyone who's listening under the sound of our voice. And Lord, we want to thank God for every topic that was on today, every person. We ask you to bless our family. Touch us this week as we go through this week, God. Let us be a witness to somebody. Let us win some souls on this week, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, because you're able to do above and beyond anything we ask or think in this season. Thank God for recovering season. Thank God for renewing season. Thank God for refreshing season. And Lord, we want to thank you right now, God, because you touched us, you healed us, you delivered us, and you set us free. Lord, we are standing right now in the gap for each and every one of our families. Every one of our children, every one of our grandchildren. And Lord, we just ask you to move by your precious Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank God for this radio talk show. We thank God for In the Midst and Facebook Live and everything, Instagram. Lord, we just thank God that the world is watching. So Lord, we just ask you right now, God, as we leave this place but not from your presence, to continue, Lord, to keep blessing us, Lord, and we will do what you tell us to do. We will do what you tell us to say. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the praise reporter. We thank you in advance for the testimony, and we consider it done. Hallelujah. We consider it done, and we seal it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
And everybody say
amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad to have Sister Barbara Jean Farley. Minister Farley, we're glad to have you on. Irene Walter, God bless you, and everybody that came on every entity, thank you. We are so happy to have Aretha back. Aretha, let's give Aretha a big hand. Amen.
Amen.
Aretha. God bless you all. It's nice to be back. Thank you.
Yes, happy Monday.
Amen, amen. Sheila Timberlake said amen, 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 and everybody said amen on all the entities of social media. It's an honor and a pleasure. I want to tell you three things before I go. Number one, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Number two, the best is yet to come. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Whoa, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We've come this far.
Yeah,
by faith and leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Whoa, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
That's true. That's so true.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, and may God bless everyone. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. The best is yet to come. And God has you. God has you. So until next Monday, take care. Be all that you can be. And don't forget, there's going to be a FCC, a FEMA a nationwide test on October the 4th at 2:30 p.m. this Wednesday. God bless you. Take care. Peace.